This is Thomas B. Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We're certainly happy to have you in our audience today, and we hope that you will take your Bible and read from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33, where we are reading the account of Peter walking on the water. You remember the Apostle Peter, one of the 12 chosen by the Lord to be his special ambassadors in the carrying of the gospel to the world. The disciples had been in a boat, and Jesus came to them walking on the water, and a storm arises. Peter asked to come to the Lord, and the Lord bids him to come. But as the storm arises and he sees the effect of the wind and the waves, he becomes afraid and sinks. Now, we've been studying this lesson from the standpoint of a number of great lessons that we learn. We'll not try to go into detail about each one of them, but just call our attention to the fact that we have studied the fact that every human life involves storms and tribulation, and that in those cases, Jesus comes, in effect, walking on the water to us. And we, like the disciples in the boat, are afraid most of the time. And Jesus tells them to not be afraid, because it is He. There is no problem too great for Him. And then there is Peter's request, "Let me come to you," a venturesome faith. And then Jesus grants the request. His love and power are displayed, and He invites us to come to exemplify, to launch out, as it were, with a venturesome faith. Now, beginning with a new lesson that we have not covered before, we note in the 7th place that Peter begins well. At least we can say for him that he started. And this is something that cannot be said at all for many people who never even make a beginning of the Christian life, who never will listen to the Lord and obey the gospel by being baptized into Him in obedience to His will, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. There are those who have heard the gospel who know it, but yet they reject it. There is something here, though this is not a case of Peter being saved or being baptized, but it is rather in principle the same of being willing to launch out to least make a beginning. And so we learn the lesson that it is right to make a beginning. Then in the 8th place, we learn the lesson that sometimes, even though we have made a good beginning, that is not sufficient because we must also continue well and have a good ending. As Peter launches out walking on the water, as he gets out of the boat to go to Jesus, we find that the difficulties come into clearer focus to him than the power of Jesus and the fact that he can depend upon the Lord to care for him. He begins to doubt. What is it that he began to doubt? Did he begin to doubt himself? Did he begin to doubt the Lord? Did he begin to doubt the Lord's word? What, by all means, could he hope to gain by doubting? We find that he begins to sink. Imagine his terror. Whereas for a while he is able to walk on the water by the power of the Lord, now because of his doubt, he begins to sink. I wonder today if it might be said of you and me that we are sinking in the trials and tribulations of life. Are we involved in such situation that we really cannot face up to them with great courage? Are you sinking today? If so, let me say to you from the sacred will of God that you ought not so to be. Your life ought to be one of confidence, of joy, of great pleasure, even in the face of tribulation. And so we find a great lesson also that Peter cries out for help, as he should have done. When you find yourself sinking in the tribulations of life, you ought to cry out to the Lord for help with the realization that He will give it. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad that you've been with us. This has been Thomas B. Warren on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, hoping that you'll be with us for our next broadcast.